Each summer, thousands of firefighters devote long hours to putting out wildfires. At the end of each day, they retreat to camp a safe distance away where they can relax and recharge to be ready for their next shift, and also get fed. For the Mountain West News Bureau's Faces Behind the Fire series, Amanda Peacher talks to the man in charge of the fire kitchen.
Mike Kramer doesn't leave cell phone range during wildfire season.
When the phone rings, it's just like a fire engine. You can't say, oh, wait, we've got to stop by the gas station, or, oh, I've got a flat tire. Everything has to be ready to go on a moment's notice.
Kramer owns Thunder Mountain Catering in Boise, one of at least 15 fire kitchens in the country. It's a full-service operation for big fire camps. When he gets a request from fire dispatch, he and his kitchen crew are typically on the road within 2 hours.
We come into a fire camp with a 14-day menu. We'll do like an Angus burger with new potatoes and gravy. By the third day, we're usually cooking New York steaks off the grill. They'll see spaghetti. They'll see we'll do an Asian night.
Kramer has been doing this kind of work for 30 years. There's quite a bit of setup at the start of each job. He jokes that he and his workers are sort of like carnies.
It's kind of like when the carnival rolls into town, you have to set everything up and get all the equipment fired up. There's time frames where we'll get into a camp at, say, 5 o'clock in the evening, and they want dinner ready by 6. And we've been able to pull that off.
But typically, setup takes a full 24 hours.
That's probably one of the roughest 24 hours that anybody will ever work. It's almost like being on one of those crab boats. The tents, the tables and chairs, get everything dialed in the way it needs to be.
There's just no time for a break that first day. They have to be able to feed 300 to 500 fire personnel. All the kitchen equipment, tents, and chairs are stored in semi-trailers. Kramer shows me his truck fleet, which is currently parked in a big dirt lot in Boise.
You've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, about a dozen huge semi-trucks and a couple RVs here. Does that sound about right?
This is only half of it. The other half is sitting in New Mexico awaiting a fire call.
Between this Boise fleet and his other full kitchen in New Mexico, Kramer and his cooks can serve 2 major wildfires at any given time in 11 western states. Kramer has already worked 2 fires this year, one in Eureka, California, and one in Colorado Springs. But for the most part, this early season is all about getting ready.
So we're just doing our general maintenance and stuff and getting ready for fire season.
Kramer shows me the inside of one of his trailers, which is essentially a stainless steel kitchen on wheels.
Oh, wow.
So this kitchen's got 10 convection ovens, 2 massive deep fryers, hand sinks, griddles. These guys cook hash browns and pancakes on these pretty much every single morning.
Kramer loves this work. He puts a lot of effort into making meals nutritious and enjoyable. And he appreciates the thanks he gets from firefighters.
They come in, they've worked so hard. We give them large portions of good food, good hot food, and they just really enjoy, you know, having a hot meal, and so it's very rewarding.
Since he and his crew have to be ready to go at a moment's notice, this is a career that's part adrenaline and part marathon. But Kramer likes the pressure.
I've never, ever gotten a call and not gotten that meal out.
This early season stage is all about being prepared.
We're just staying ready. Yeah, it's just all about staying ready and waiting for the phone ring.
For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Amanda Peacher in Boise.